This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 7th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in China are facing the greatest levels of suppression for their faith in decades. Last week, 116 Christian leaders of underground churches in China released a statement criticizing the government there for its crackdown on the church, reports International Christian Concern. These leaders said they would respect the government as long as it does not go against the teachings of the Bible, saying they would never accept government control over their faith. India's Supreme Court unanimously decided to strike down the country's law against homosexual relations yesterday. The original law from the 1860s banned such behavior as against the order of nature and punishable with 10 years in prison. The new ruling states discrimination over someone's sexuality is a violation of fundamental rights. Psalm 2:2-3 says, "The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision.'" For the first time, North Korea's Kim Jong-un has given a timetable for denuclearization, according to South Korean officials. The denuclearization plan aims for the end of President Donald Trump's first term. Trump welcomed the plan, saying, quote, "We will get it done together," end quote. Lawmakers in Guatemala dropped a controversial phrase from a bill that would have allowed for the murder of unborn babies in certain cases. This came after 20,000 pro-lifers, backed by churches, took to the streets on Sunday to protest the bill and support life and the family. Meanwhile, another bill set for debate in the Guatemalan parliament would make abortion laws stricter and prohibit faux homosexual marriage. 5 U.S. states are now investigating sex abuse by Catholic priests after a grand jury report from Pennsylvania exposed the abuse of over 1,000 children by hundreds of priests over decades, reports the New York Times. Meanwhile, Pew Research reports that Catholicism has experienced the greatest ratio of losses to gains compared to any other American religious tradition. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins with us, what shall the end be of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" A retired Virginia pastor and his wife are facing eviction from their apartment for his leading a Bible study, reports First Liberty. 86-year-old Ken Hague agreed to lead the Bible study when asked by fellow members of their senior living community called Evergreens at Smith Run in Fredericksburg. Hague held the study in the community room of the apartment complex until the Evergreens management banned him from holding it there. A further notice told Hague that his lease would be ended even if he held the Bible study in his private apartment. First Liberty is representing Ken and Liv Hague, calling the actions of Evergreen's management outrageous and illegal. The job site Glassdoor recently compiled a list of 15 companies that no longer require a college degree, as more and more companies are dropping the degree requirement. The list includes companies like Google, Apple, IBM, and Ernst Young. Last year, IBM's Vice President of Talent, Joanna Dale, told CNBC that about 15% of their workers in the U.S. do not have a college degree, saying that IBM now looks for candidates who have hands-on experience through other vocational classes. Last year, pro-life pregnancy centers across the country offered free services to about 2 million people, while saving communities $161 million in costs, according to the Charlotte Lozier Institute. The report found that 67,000 volunteers served with pregnancy care centers. The centers also offered counseling and support for 24,000 clients who had abortions. There are an estimated 2,750 pro-life pregnancy centers in the U.S., compared with over 600 locations operated by the murder giant Planned Parenthood. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Friday, September 7th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.